Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
Tenet Healthcare has been a fixture here in North Texas since, I think it was like 2004. They had to dig out of a big mess in California, and they were doing it as they relocated here. Everything settled down, and all of a sudden, everything started erupting again, and the Affordable Care Act and Medicare programs and the fact that nobody wants to use hospitals anymore, or at least the insurance companies don't want you to use hospitals anymore. Maybe that's part of it, but they have called in the doctor. The doctor is in, Ron Rittenmeyer, who you will remember turned around and sold EDS, and we've talked to him with RailTex and Safety Clean, and he's ready to do it again. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Always enjoyable.
Thank you. So tell me about the patient. What did you find when you got to Tenet? What's next?
Well, you know, I would say on the positive side, it's a great company, and you mentioned it, that it's been around a long time. Owns a significant number of hospitals and other facilities, ambulatory care, and everything you could think of in the healthcare area. And a great number of people. You know, we employ over 6,000 people, for example, just in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, and about 130,000 people nationwide. So important company, big company, I found, I guess, an opportunity to look for realigning the company, restructuring the company, restating the company, but really focused on doing our mission even more efficiently and better, improving our quality, improving our patient satisfaction, and also doing it with a bit more efficiency, which I think we outlined in that news release you saw yesterday.
You know, I mean, I guess there are always going to be hospitals. You have to. But I see Aetna getting bought out by CVS, and they're trying to get people to, you know, instead of go to the doctor or a clinic, you know, go to the drugstore to get fixed. And United Health just bought DaVita's primary, their urgent care services, spent $5 billion for that. It looks like you're fighting an uphill battle for the relevance.
Well, we're not only hospitals. We're a lot of things. I mean, we have obviously the Tenet Hospital Organization, so 70-plus hospitals of varying sizes, really focused on doing serious work, whether it's heart care or orthotics, et cetera, orthopedics, I mean, et cetera, those types of things. So you do need hospitals, and you have to have hospitals. The question is, when you get to the hospital, how much time do you need to really spend there? What is the quality of care you're going to get? And how do we get you back on your way living a normal life? So hospitals are still very important. We also have a significant number of urgent cares type units where we can provide quick diagnosis, almost primary care type attention, and get people on their way through that system. And then we have ambulatory care where we can do outpatient surgeries or short stay surgeries. So orthopedics are very big in that, as is a whole list of things, including, women's health, et cetera. So we have a variety of services, a variety of facilities, so it's not just hospitals. But to your point, hospitals are not going away. They still serve the community in many ways, in a very important way.
The next move, I mean, we've seen, I think we saw 1,300 layoffs in October. We saw this announcement that, you know, all sorts of studies were being done about what to do with Tenet, including selling it. Now we see that, you know, we're going to probably sell one of your units, Conifer, that's in the hospital services business. I mean, can you take a look at this company 2 or 3 years from now when you and I are talking? What's it going to look like?
Well, I think we'll continue to be a major provider. We'll continue to be a major player in this segment. Conifer is an incredibly valuable asset to this company. It's nationwide. It's got maybe approximately 20 facilities, and we provide hospital services. To your point, we don't just collect debt. That's a very, very tiny piece of that business. The real business is in we do everything from checking patients in at hospitals to helping patients get charitable care when they need that, to connecting patients with their insurance companies. So we do a lot of pieces through Conifer that are clearly a services organization, very valuable part of our business. But frankly, it's not strategic. It's not strategic to our needs. It's just valuable. So we do have it out to be considered for sale. And if we get the right price, obviously we'll do that, because it can easily be a standalone business or part of a services type organization. USPI, which is our ambulatory care business, however, is a strategic asset. So in that case, I think you'll see things like Tenet and our hospital structure, our urgent cares, our ambulatory structure, all of those types of businesses continuing, just becoming more efficient, more effective at what they do, and hopefully the place where patients want to go.
Tell me about this arena. I mean, we followed you, like I said, through Railtex and EDS and Safety Clean and all kinds of companies. But here you've got a major player in an industry that is a for-profit, and you're competing against an equal number, maybe even larger, group of nonprofits. Is it an even playing field?
Well, I think it's an even playing field in terms of the services we provide. So we clearly have to provide a service that is excellent. There's no option here. Our patient satisfaction has to be as high as possible. People have to feel good about, when people walk through the doors of a hospital, it's not like you say, hey, it's Saturday, where do you want to go? Oh, let's go to the hospital. So people walk through our doors in pain, in need, and we have to receive them. And we have to receive them with a significant amount of urgency and clearly compassion. And then we have to expedite them through the process so that their treatment is done effectively and their issue is resolved. And then we have to check them out and make sure that we have a follow-up. That is the mission that we face every day. And I think what you compete in is, are you better at that than your competitors? And we work very hard at being better than that. And when you look at many of the statistics, we are. But there's always room for improvement. This is not something that you can be complacent about. It's something that you have to have a lot of passion about.
The last part of your job, well, I don't know, for me anyway, that I see, is dealing with shareholders. We've seen some dissident shareholders who wanted to change everything, major shareholders. It's a time of shareholder revolt. Is that part of your job, going around and talking to them?
No question. I've met with the majority of our shareholders in person. I've been on the phone with them several times. Again, we're playing, as you well know, this business, we're a function of the investor community. So we're spending other people's money. And we need to be respectful of our shareholders the same as we need to be respectful of our patients. The shareholders have a right to expect a return on their money, and we have to do the best we can to balance that with the mission. And it's very important that they understand that there is a vision, that there's somebody at the helm that cares about their returns, and that person at the helm still cares about his patients. So we have to continue to be very focused with them and have an ongoing dialogue. So we have a very open dialogue. They have opinions, and I listen.
It's always fun to watch you work. You're like Houdini. You get in a box. I say, I have no idea how this guy's going to get out of here. And by golly, he does.
Appreciate that, David. I hope I can keep getting out of the box.
Ron Rittenmeyer is the chairman of the board, the CEO of Tenet Healthcare. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thanks for the time, David.
Thanks.
Have a nice day.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.